The annual debate over the U.S. embargo against Cuba is heating up again. A House subcommittee yesterday voted to lift sanctions on the sale of food and medicine to Cuba. A similar bill passed the Senate last year, only to be killed by the House leadership. But this year, the Elian Gonzalez story has focused new attention on Cuba. Opponents of the Cuba trade embargo say that sentiment is now moving in their direction. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
Clinton administration officials have been on Capitol Hill all week saying the United States should trade more with China. So members of Congress who favor trade with Cuba are asking why one communist government and not another. At one China hearing, Agriculture Secretary Dan Glickman had to give New York Congressman Charles Rangel a rundown on what farmers in other countries are now selling to Cuba.
The Cuban market has been entered into quite aggressively by a lot of our trading competitors, including the Canadians. And the Europeans. And I'm sure that our Foreign Agriculture Service does keep some general statistics on their production.
Could you get that for me? Because
I'd be glad to.
The people in Louisiana and Arkansas, they just beat at my door in terms of the rice that could go over there. And
sure.
The bean people and all of that.
In eastern Washington state, it's wheat people who want to sell to Cuba. Their representative, Republican George Nethercutt, persuaded the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday to amend a farm spending bill by including a provision that would authorize the sale of food and medicine to Cuba and four other countries, Iran, Libya, Sudan, and North Korea.
These are not governments with which we agree. They're not good countries, but they have people in them, and other countries of the world are selling food and medicine and providing it to these countries. Why not America? Cuba will be heavily debated, but I think in the end, I think that 220 or more members will vote for this bill, notwithstanding that it lifts sanctions on Cuba.
Selling to the Cuban government is especially controversial because it means doing business with Fidel Castro. Cuban American leaders fiercely oppose any relaxation of the trade embargo against Cuba. Republican Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart of Florida yesterday circulated a letter to his House colleagues advising them that Fidel Castro, quote, is oppressing the Cuban people more than ever. In an effort to broaden support for selling to Cuba, sponsors of the food and medicine bill strengthened its language to bar any U.S. government financing of the transactions. John Kavalich, who directs the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council, says this provision means the bill would not have a big practical effect. The Cuban government, he says, can afford to pay cash for U.S. food and medicine.
There will not be a tremendous immediate impact unless the United States companies were able to provide financing, because Cuba depends upon credit terms in terms of its purchases. So as written, it would be more symbolic at the moment than it would be substantive.
In fact, any loosening of the Cuba trade embargo, even a symbolic one, would be interpreted as politically important. It would mean a stinging defeat for the Cuban-American lobby, which has always been influential in the formulation of U.S.-Cuba policy. Cuban-American representatives have already lost one battle on Capitol Hill this year when they failed in their attempt to get Congress to make Elian Gonzalez a U.S. citizen. Wayne Smith, who served in Cuba as a U.S. diplomat and now advocates U.S.-Cuba trade, says support for the embargo is diminishing.
Foods and medicines will be passed. I would suspect that there will then be some legislation or some move on the part of the administration to relax travel controls, and then other steps will follow. Those who support our embargo, I would say at this point, stand isolated.
Isolated or not, they are still powerful. Neither Al Gore nor George W. Bush supports any big change in U.S.-Cuba policy, and the Republican leadership in the House has not yet signaled any new willingness to accommodate this legislation on food and medicine sales. The bill is due to be considered by the full Appropriations Committee in the House next week. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.